make it up. Boy, come wine for me, good up. Make it up, make it up.
Girl, I'll brace on you, good up. You good up, you good up.
Slide down, wine for me, good up.
Welcome to another episode of Born to Build, the heart of the ultimate bootstrapper podcast. I'm your host, Romania Hunter. Welcome. Today, I'm not coming to you from a place of power. I'm coming to you from a place of pressure. I have been under immense pressure lately, and I find myself folding. You ever feel like you've hit a wall, and instead of pushing through, you want to shrink? Yes, that's where I'm at, silently feeling like shrinking. I haven't shrunk yet, but I am feeling destitute. I'm standing in the middle of a real estate project that's testing everything I've learned about bootstrapping, leadership, and faith. It's my first time managing a ground-up build, and let me tell you, it's nothing like HGTV. I'm working with a team of 5 independent contractors. I'm managing timeless budgets, supplies, and permits, and the truth is, I'm tired. Not physically tired, but mentally and financially stretched. I find myself in this deep rabbit hole where the real estate transaction I had in mind, it's costing more than I had budgeted for, right? And because of this and being in school full time and, you know, being a parent, it takes away from getting that capital. So what I'm feeling right now, it's a reflection of what my finances look like. And for those of you that are listening, I'm sure you have been here before, where you have these dreams, these aspirations, but the money. Who said money isn't like required? Or who said you can do business without money? Because to be honest, you need money. And if you don't have money, you're going to have something else, maybe time or support. And my dear friends, you know how it feels when you lack one or two of the above things I just mentioned. So let me give you a little backstory about my project. So this project has already cost me 5 months waiting on an architectural plan. And I really think this is where I went wrong. So I chose an older architect, you know, thinking that my patience would pay off because he was super sweet. But a month turned into 2 months, and then 2 months turned into 5 months. And I am using a loan to do a cash out refinance. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with real estate terminologies, but basically you can buy a property, put some money in it, renovate it, and then you can go to the bank and say, hey, guess what? I want to refinance my house, and you can take that money out. So that's pretty much what I'm working on. But now the same patience might cost me my deadline, my cash flow, and my peace of mind. Doing business in South Florida, it's so slow. Getting permits, even slower. Now, let me be real with you. Because no one talks about this part. I am up to my neck in bills. This is the part of entrepreneurship that no one sees. The amount of opportunity cost, the financial cost, sometimes the money is tight. And I'm walking into this project with courage and the grace of God. And now I am getting a side of imposter syndrome. Ever felt like I built all this, but now I don't know what I'm doing? Yes, that's currently happening to me. And I know you have been there before. But you know what I did this morning? I went on Instagram and I totally missed the Vybz Kartel concert. For those of you that don't know Vybz Kartel, please look him up. He's a famous dancehall artist from Jamaica. And I live in South Florida and I had no idea there was a concert taking place. That's how like focused I am on what I'm doing, right? So I went on Instagram and saw all these feeds about Vybz Kartel. So I said to myself, let me just blast some Vybz Kartel. I played some good, sweet, old school reggae. I remember those Nantucket summers and my Jamaican childhood days when life was simply and the music was simple, sorry, and the music was loud. So I needed to bring myself back to that moment in time where I was the happiest, where I was stress-free. I didn't have bills. I didn't have responsibilities. I was just a happy teenager. And that's what Vybz Kartel does for me. So that music reminded me that I come from resilience, not retreat. I was born to build and not back down. And sometimes you need to remember who the heck you are. And I needed a reminder of who the hell Romania Hunter is. So today, my dear friends, I am showing up not because I have all the answers, but because I know someone listening to this is in a similar spot. You're in the middle of a mess, the waiting, the tight funds, and self-doubt. And I want to ask you these questions because I have been asking myself these things and I have been working on these things in silence. Because I have found that whenever I get like nervous or nauseous or whenever I feel stuck with imposter syndrome, I go back to these skills that I have built to help me over the years. And I want to ask you, are you doing these things? First, what's your game plan when life delays your dream? What's the plan? Are you going to sit down and calculate the finances? Are you going to think of plan B? Do you have a plan B? What's plan C? Right? What's the plan? How do you plan to work through the things that are not going the way they should be going right now? Are you going to fire somebody? Are you going to hire somebody? Or is that person that's going to take over going to be you? What's the plan G? Two, who or what motivates you when you're tired, but your spirit wants more? For example, whenever I am feeling down, I typically sleep. One of the things that has worked for me over the years, whenever I'm stressed, I will clean my house. I will put on my gospel music, right? And I will praise over my house and it motivates me. Or I find a podcast. I love to listen to My Leak. I'll find an inspirational podcast and I'll listen to it back to back. And I mostly listen to a podcast on things that I need help with so I can hear how other people are doing it, how they dealt with adversity, right? So what motivates you when you're down? The third thing is, what's the one step you can take this week to push through the cause? What is it? What can you do right now? Is that planning for the next 2 weeks? Is that creating a timeline? For example, with the real estate project that I'm doing, I had hired a general contractor to pull the permits, which has been going well. But from what I'm seeing, he's not able to come up with a team right now because contractors normally have jobs scheduled. I don't have time. So I have been finding my own independent contractors. I have been creating timelines for everyone. I have been telling them, this is when I need you. This is the timeline that you're getting. And I have been keeping everything on paper for deadlines so everything can go like together, right? I have been working on my timelines, my deadlines. I have been working ahead of them. So if someone doesn't work out, I have a backup plan, right? So I have been doing that to mitigate the risk, mitigating delays. So I'm going to ask you, what's that one thing that you can do this week to push through the pause that you're feeling? What can you do? What steps can you take? Write it down on paper. Get it done. And I'm going to leave you on this note. Remember, sometimes, I know a lot of times we give up because we're like, oh, this is not working out. If it was for me, it would be easier. I'm sorry now. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, honey. Okay, that's not it. But I want you to remember that the test isn't there to break you. It's there to build you. Whatever you're going through right now, these are going to be tools for your future life, for other things in your life that you're going to need to tackle. And you're going to already have the skill set because you've been through it. It's a blessing in disguise. It's hard when you're going through it, but best believe me, it's here to build you. We are bootstrappers. We create, we pivot, we stretch, and we rise. So even if you are feeling broke, burnt out, or feeling behind, you are still in the game, honey. Don't forget that you are still in the game, and a lot of people want to be where you are. I'm going to say this again. A lot of people want to have the problems that we are having, or you are having, or I am having. We just don't see it because of the rut that we're currently in. So you're not stuck. You're solidifying. You got this. We got this. And I'm here to say, thanks for tuning in to Born to Build. I am your host, Romania Hunter. Keep moving, keep building, and when it feels impossible, brace it. Let me wind on your body, brace it, brace it on me. Me love the way you give me pride, you're full of moves like summer ride. When I'm with you, it's okay, every day's like a birthday, picture you in a me bed. Sugar pie, can't get enough of your taste. So you left me with a toothache. I never leave you. Girl, I'll brace on you.